I'll try one more time. What do you know?
Not much. You
shout it. You're shouting. Graham doesn't like it when you shout. I tripped over something. Okay, we're fine. We're good now. You cool?
Yeah, I'm good.
Want to change scarves or anything?
Nope, good. I'm good. All set to go.
I like that one, though. I like you in any kind of scarf.
Oh, that's
kind. How many scarves do you actually own?
Of this type or in general?
Scarves.
Probably
class
about
scarves.
12.
No kidding.
Yeah.
One for every day of the week. That's amazing.
plus or minus.
Okay. And for evenings.
That's
practically.
Right.
Well, it's too bad about that Supreme Court decision. I was hoping to patent my jeans for Father's Day. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from Fairbanks, Alaska to Columbus, Ohio, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, cooked author Michael Pollan, All the News It Isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who has the 3D glasses, but not the TV, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, okay, sure, I did. It's true, I got about 24 pairs of 3D glasses from Hong Kong. Edward Snowden sent them out while he was there. And because I thought if you look at your TV with 3D glasses, you get 3D TV. So I'm behind the times. All right, patenting jeans, not going to do it. The good news is that not a single Supreme Court justice will be able to patent his or her jeans. So that's the upshot of that. In other news, leaker Edward Snowden appears on the Chinese 10,000 yuan note. That was a quick turnaround. Replacing Chairman Mao on the note is pretty good. The NSA is rethinking its strategy of hiring security contractors from guys standing around the Home Depot. Turkey illustrates why fewer and fewer countries are now building squares. You build a square, and you're asking for trouble, I think, in any country, anywhere. Challenged by their stop and frisk policy, New York City police will now frisk on the go. So that's good, not good, okay. The guy eating ice cream out of the machine and the guy licking the tacos are not the same guy. The good news is he will not be patenting his gene. If they were the same guy. Wisconsin Assembly passes a bill which allows you to stick donations right in your representative's G-string after performing an ultrasound. The immigration bill is hung up on migratory birds. Penny's Hitler tea kettle redesign looks strangely like Stalin. They just can't get it right at Penny's, can they? JCP. The Hitler whistling kettle. It's sold out. So it goes to show you. So maybe they were right. The Census Bureau says Asians are the new Hispanics. They said it. I didn't say it. Tomato sauce is good for the prostate, but hard to slather on. Can be done. I'm telling you, it can be done, but it's hard. I'm saying. A chemical in the food packaging is what makes you fat. So you may as well throw away the contents, just, you know, go with the packaging. A study finds a hands-free head banging is still a hazard when driving. Even hands-free. Okay, never mind. The U.S. tells leaker Edward Snowden, you may be a Publisher's Clearinghouse winner, but you must accept the giant plywood check in person. More Americans consider themselves multiracial, even when they're not. That's got to be a good sign. The Putin's divorce. Ludmilla gets everything east of Vladivostok, which turns out to be the Sea of Japan. So big opportunities for divorce law in Russia if you're looking for a place to practice. And Rupert and Wendy Murdoch divorce because, frankly, she's not getting any younger. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And stay tuned for more frivolity and lightheartedness.